Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Tim Scott is reportedly working up a proposal that would address racial discrimination and police brutality across America. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming that Scott is working on such a proposal. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly drawing up its own proposal following the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this doesn't mean that they'll be defunding police departments, as some have been calling for.
Defunding the police to me is not the answer, but reforming the police practices certainly makes sense.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign police reform bills, including one that releases police disciplinary records. That bill had been debated for 5 years until it was passed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A 30-acre-plus brush fire broke out overnight in the Los Angeles suburb of Bel Air. The fire was reported just after midnight Pacific time. About 200 firefighters still on scene, attacking it by ground as well as by air. The fire is moving uphill. No evacuations have been ordered as of early this morning, and no word yet on what caused that fire. Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's decision to remove a Robert E. Lee statue in the state capitol is facing two lawsuits now. One filed this week centers on language in a deed signed 130 years ago, while the other claims it would violate federal landmark law to remove it. Northam did double down on his order to remove the statue in Richmond yesterday, calling the symbol divisive. A Richmond judge already imposed a 10-day temporary injunction on the removal earlier this week, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we got James Herson with us. Yes, as a matter of fact, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, because now we know what the left really stands for. We know that they stand for getting rid of the police, eliminating prisons, and taking our guns away.
Yeah.
What a great combination, huh, Bill?
The total destruct of the American way of life.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if they do all that, first the gangs take over,
mm-hmm.
and then after they take over, you know, the rougher gangs, the cartels come in and take over.
Of course. Somebody has to rule. Somebody has to rule. I mean, that's the deal. It's like, who are you going to be subject to? Are you going to be subject to legal authority, or are we going to have mafias on the streets running our neighborhoods?
Yeah, exactly. So we hear people in Hollywood petitioning to defund the police. Mayors announcing that they're going to do that. The city council in Minneapolis voting to eliminate the police. The Democratic Party seemed insane already during the primary debates, but now they've proven, they've created a bizarro world, a clown world that they live in. And I just don't understand who they think their constituents are.
Exactly. Well, James, I've been saying that the 2020 election would have them go over the brink, but they just can't wait. They're going over now. I mean, this is the most insane idea that they have come up with in light of all the lawlessness and the rioting and the looting and the additional jobs that have been lost as a result of this anarchy that's happening in our street. And, you know, already, as an example, in too many Democratic-controlled cities where the mayors essentially told the police to stand down, look at what happened. And so their idea is, out of what we saw in these riots, I mean, don't give me this big, they always want to say, well, peaceful protest. Well, peaceful protest was the predicate, or that's what they wrote off of, but, you know, they took off and went overboard with this because Antifa and Black Lives Matter, almost one and the same. I mean, they're both interested not in the continuation of the American way of life, but in the total destruction and the totalitarian overrun of, you know, of our country in every area of our life. I mean, I can't connect the dots to get there, James.
Well, you know, when you start connecting the dots, and you mentioned those two organizations, they have a set of ancestors. And the ancestors, you know, they go back to Occupy Wall Street, to Move On, the Environmental Liberation Front. And it leads us back to the Weather Underground in the 1960s, who left a book-length document behind. This, it's called Prairie Fire. The title is actually taken from a statement by Chairman Mao. Mm-hmm. It is unabashedly, clearly, in every way, self-identified communism. It says, we are writing this because we are communist women and men. We are writing this to the future organizations. And it has their goals in it. And these goals are exactly the same mm-hmm. as the goals that you find on the websites of Black Lives Matter and the Antifa movement. And the primary goal is the overthrow of the United States government. And this is to overthrow the police, to destabilize society, to identify victim groups and mobilize victim groups and use them as a pretext. This is as old as the Soviet-Russian Revolution.
Exactly.
It goes all the way back to them. And one of the key points in there is anti-God, anti-religion. Because when you're communist, and they are, and when you seek a revolution and you believe in the teachings of Karl Marx, Marx himself, Trotsky, Lenin, all the founding fathers of communism said religion cannot exist. It is totally antithetical to communism.
Right.
Because communism depends on a, quote, materialistic conception of history, close quote, meaning that we are just matter in motion. And similar to the way Darwin's theory looks at the world is not guided in any way. And so it's guided by inevitable Marxian principles, which is what they all believe. That's why the revolution, it never ends. The revolution never stops. And what the revolution, of course, results in is a very brutal ruling class and people living in a life of abject misery in a tyranny, North Korea being the poster child of what communism does, but also communist China, also Cuba, Venezuela.
Venezuela, yeah, exactly.
And this is what absolutely they want. It's even, you know, for most of the people with common sense, understand human nature and what happens if there's no police presence at all. And it even got to the point where one of these councilmen, councilwoman, was appearing on a radio show. They said, well, what if someone is invading my home? Well, you have to just put up with it because you've had white privilege.
Yes.
So to pay for your white privilege, you have to allow them to invade your home. We can't really believe it's not parody, but we have to slap ourselves and say, yes, this is real.
Yes.
We really have these kind of people. It is it's truly sick and insane. But people that want to overthrow the United States of America, they are not organizations that should be tolerated. They are terrorist organizations, as the president has said.
They're total anarchists. I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, James, what begs the question here is, does Nancy Pelosi think in this totalitarian world that she and Schumer and Joe Biden, that they're going to coexist and somehow go to the top of the food chain?
You know, there is this, you know, that's the way it was before the French Revolution until they experienced the guillotine. It seems like there's many in the elite who somehow think they'll be stay part of the ruling class if there were a revolution. But they don't really believe that there will be. They see these mobs and these organizations as useful tools. I mean, who would ever think that we would see the image of the Speaker of the House of the United States of America and the highest-ranking Democrat in the Senate kneeling wearing African clothing.
Yes.
But that's what we have. And now this kneeling has become some sort of litmus test as to whether you're a woke, non-black.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. I want to pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live. Fresh and independent we are, and grateful that you joined us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst. James, as you were saying before, I mean, this is amazing. The Democratic leadership on bended knee. to what? Not to God, not to a higher power, but to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I mean, they've caused them to buckle and abandon the rule of law. And, you know, we've seen these, you know, just crazy responses on the street. You know, I think last week you and I may have talked about it, where this gal was approached by Black Lives Matter and told to get on her knees and apologize for her white privilege. I mean, this is, as you say, this is just a preview of things to come.
Well, there's no question. I mean, all you have to do, you look at downtown Manhattan, you look at parts of West Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and you see shop after shop after shop boarded up. It looks like a war zone.
Exactly.
Pieces of glass all over the street. And why? Because the local officials told the police to do nothing and let these rioters express. And we have prominent members of the media and prominent politicians telling us that rioting's not bad. You know, who said, as Chris Cuomo said, who said that protesters have to be polite, he said, as if criminality is now to be accepted as part of this lie. By the way, the big lie, the massive lie, is this term systemic racism. Systemic racism implies it's embedded in the system and the only way to fix it is to destroy the system.
Right.
That is an old communist concept. And that people on CNN and MSNBC and in foundations and throughout academia, they parrot mindlessly that phrase, systemic racism. If we do not have systemic racism in the United States, we just got through electing an African-American president.
Exactly. Look at interracial marriages. How many interracial marriages do we have now compared to 20, 30 years ago?
Sure, of course. And so the idea of the most radical things. But look, this radicalism, as I said, we saw it when they had the Democratic primary debates. It's being driven by a vociferous minority that's in the Democrat Party that literally has a stranglehold on the social media in the sense that they can make their numbers look so large. And this, they've got everybody intimidated. Look what happened to the NFL.
Exactly.
We have Roger Goodell reversing himself, canonizing Colin Kaepernick, and basically saying to the NFL players, yeah, go ahead and take a knee. And so we saw what happened the last time the NFL did this, and the stands were almost empty, and their earnings went down. It's going to happen again.
Exactly. And Drew Brees to follow this. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. And I listened to what he had to say. I didn't get the offense here. I may need, you know, some reprogramming of some sort, because I didn't get, you know, from his statement, but he came back later. I guess that must be something in his heart that he had to reconcile and feel he needed to apologize for. But I missed that one.
Well, you said you may need some reprogramming, and this is what they do in places like China. What they do is they have re-education camps, and they send people who don't subscribe to the idea that Drew Brees was racist. Well, Drew Brees said that he wouldn't take a knee because he wouldn't disrespect the flag. That was taken by LeBron James and others, and his own teammates, as though he was dissing,
yes,
Colin Kaepernick, and in a sense dissing Black Lives Matter. A Minneapolis City Council president said, if you call the police when your garage is broken into, then you're a white supremacist. That's the kind of measuring stick that the far left is using. In other words, if you act like a sane, common sense human being, you're a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. That would make an awful lot of African Americans white supremacists, because I dare say if their garage is broken into, they would, in fact, call the cops or reach for their own firearm.
Exactly, exactly. And this is what they're going to do, James, is they're going to raise the ire of others that are saying, no, this has gotten out of control. I am not going to call a social worker if, you know, there's an issue of domestic abuse, you know, that going on, which, you know, is one of the most dangerous interactions that law enforcement can ever find themselves in, you know, and you're going to have a social worker go and deal with this? Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, it's a Saturday Night Live routine, you know.
It totally is.
Bank robbery and progress and someone yells from the back, don't worry, the social workers are coming.
I dialed 311. That's the new one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then here's the other thing. Black Lives Matter has said, one of their leaders, that they're training people to roam communities in Black Panther-style armed patrols. So we take away the police, take away your right to defend yourself, and have Black Lives Matter, like they did back in the 60s. The Black Panthers walked around carrying assault rifles, as Dianne Feinstein would say, and highly armed. And their goals, of course, were similar to Black Lives Matter, who, if you look at their materials, they advocate the execution of police officers, which, unfortunately, since Obama legitimized this group when he was president.
Yeah, how many times did they go to the White House? A couple of dozen times or something? I think they were at the White House.
And we've seen police officers ambushed, executed, murdered. And the problem with the police is not solved by abolishing the police. That's like saying, well, problems with our health care are solved if we abolish all doctors.
Yeah, let's get rid of the doctors. Yeah, that'll stop the bleeding.
So
yeah.
What happened in Minneapolis, there was an officer who shouldn't have been on the job because he had a record a mile long, and one Amy Klobuchar refused to prosecute the guy when he got in trouble in the past. And it's a training problem because police have to be trained that even when a senior officer is committing criminal activity, you got to do something. You got to speak out. You got to try to stop them.
And this is a union problem. Oh, yeah, brought to you by the Democrats who needed the union vote that is all complicit in this. But all that's getting lost in translation. And with as far as Black Lives Matter is concerned, James, they have no credibility for me. Because what are they doing? If Black Lives really matter, what are they doing about abortion practices in the cities? What are they doing to improve the education of young Black men? What are they doing about, you know, after every weekend we hear a casualty report coming out of Chicago with black-on-black crime? What are they doing about that?
Yeah, I mean, they are fully aligned with Planned Parenthood, an organization which was founded to kill them. Mm-hmm. If their lives matter, they would never align themselves with that organization. They're aligned with groups that want to destroy the family, when in fact, in the Black community, one of the most serious problems is the lack of fathers.
Exactly.
You can't say that. Right. And then, so to me, yes, the millions of Black lives that have been taken in abortion clinics, no one seems to care about those Black lives. The thousands and thousands of Black lives that are taken in urban areas in black-on-black crime that we can't talk about.
But we can talk about that mural.
Those Black lives.
Yeah, but we can talk about the mural in D.C. On the road heading to the White House. We got to put Black Lives Matter, and we got to rename a street like this Plaza for Healing, because Black Lives Matter has been so representative of healing in the Black community. I mean, this is all a farce that you have to suspend reality if you want to buy into their narrative. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst right here. James, as always, appreciate the time and the insight. You're awesome, buddy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Tim Scott is reportedly working up a proposal that would address racial discrimination and police brutality across America. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming that Scott is working on such a proposal. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly drawing up its own proposal following the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this doesn't mean that they'll be defunding police departments, as some have been calling for.
Defunding the police to me is not the answer, but reforming the police practices certainly makes sense.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign police reform bills, including one that releases police disciplinary records. That bill had been debated for 5 years until it was passed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be sharing. I often say, Jenny Beth, on the show that experience defines preference. And lately, America, you know, like a hurricane of sorts, you know, politically and otherwise, have been, you know, deluged with lots of experience. So out of this, what are we going to decide to do about these lockdowns and the lawlessness that has been thrust upon us?
Well, we cannot let, we've got to reopen our country fully. We're not fully reopened yet. So first we have to do that. And people have to begin living their lives again. And then the next thing is that we've got to learn from the lockdowns and learn from what worked and what did not work. The lockdown simply did not work. We need to, in the future, plan to quarantine sick people, but never ever again quarantine healthy people or shut down our entire country.
I mean, we've got America wearing masks right now at church. And I say, look, if you've got a cold, first of all, you probably shouldn't come to church. If you think, feel something's coming on whatsoever and you could be a pending threat, to your fellow constituent, whether it's somebody you're shopping with or going to church or any place of assemblage, you know, then responsibly put a mask on. But to just across the board have everybody wearing a mask, you know, and and again, we're back at this point where the evidence and some of the data seems to be conflicting on whether or not we should, you know, command people to wear masks just across the board.
Well, I talked to 48 doctors, 4 dozen doctors in the last 2.5 weeks, and what they're telling me is that there are scientific reports that say that the masks simply do not work, and they feel very strongly that we do not need to have masks on children, as the CDC guidelines for reopening schools indicates we need to be doing. This virus, coronavirus, does not have a tendency to kill children. There have been a few who have died. There have been 20 who are 14 years old and younger who have died out of over 100,000 people who died, or out of over 300 million people in our country. Only 20 14 years old and younger have died. Children simply do not get as sick with this disease. Mm-hmm. And the bigger point is this. We need to look at the science, and we need to pay attention to the doctors. We need to pay attention to our own doctors and make sure that the decisions that we are making are correct decisions for our own personal health. And we need to be looking at doctors who are willing to be honest about what is going on and not politicize medicine. So much of what is happening right now in our country as far as medicine goes has been politicized, whether mm-hmm. it is the use and appropriateness of hydrochloroquine or masks, or whether we need to be shut down and locked inside of our own homes. And we need to have honest and real information from doctors and from the government, and I don't think we're quite getting that right now. We're getting politically tainted information from the government.
No doubt. The whole communication lines have been corrupt. We've been saying this from day one, Jenny Beth, as you know, and you and I have been in agreement with that, and it makes it very difficult, because when you're trying to have a reasonable conversation or even support policy out there, when you realize a lot of this stuff seems to be coming from, you know, people who have been suffering from, you know, TDS, as we say, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. You know, the president comes out and supports and endorses hydroxychloroquine, and the heads explode. And all of a sudden, there's this debate about it. But meanwhile, it's like, forget about your debate. I got people out there who said, you know, thank God for hydroxychloroquine. I was on my deathbed. I was what I believed to be hours away. I'd already said goodbye to my family. And because of hydroxychloroquine, I live. And I'm thankful that there's a president of the United States who was had enough, you know, foresight to make it possible for me to, you know, to exercise my right to try, right?
That is exactly right. And somehow that has been tainted along with everything else, even the protesting and whether it is safe to protest and to gather in large groups. It is okay to do that medically speaking if you are on the side of the far left, but it's not okay to do it if you're on the side of ending lockdowns. And I think that peaceful protesting, we have the First Amendment, no matter what, you should be allowed to peacefully protest, no matter what the issue is. And I think racism is wrong and police overreach. The ones who do that must be held accountable. But to politicize whether it is safe or not to gather based on what somebody is saying it flies in the face of what medicine should be about. And it makes us very, we already have enough distrust between those who govern us and those of us who want to be free. And then you do something like this and it just creates even more distrust.
Exactly. Well, we have to understand the words we're using and make sure that we, you know, we're listening enough to where we do understand, because, you know, the whole lockdown issue, the data, the models have been coming in. As you said, that information has been tainted from day one. And here it is. It caused the president to shut down our economy. Lawlessness, the same thing. We talk about people. I don't think anybody has a problem. I mean, there was racial outrage. And I just say human. Forget about race outrage. There was just human outrage for another human being murdered, you know, right before our eyes. And America was outraged over this. And what happened was there were some, you know, some factions that decided to take it and run and turn it into a racial civil unrest opportunity where it all gets convoluted and mixed between peaceful protest and riots and everything else in between. And we need to understand what a peaceful protest looks like. It's like when the president was, you know, walking out of the White House, out of the garden, Rose Garden, and going over to St. John's Church. And, you know, the people there, the police, the law enforcement in the area had asked the people on several occasions to clear the way. They refused to clear the way. Well, when you refuse to obey authority that has asked you in a reasonable way to clear the way, then, you know, that's where it stops being a peaceful protest. Just in a mere understanding, at least that's the way I would look at it. You know, how do you feel?
I completely agree. And Bill, I have led protests in Washington, D.C. And the fact is, no matter who the president is, when the president is coming through, if you're protesting and you're in the way, the police, whichever jurisdiction you may be in, the police are going to move you out of the way. The Secret Service will make sure you move. Capitol Police, if you're with if you're on Capitol grounds, the District of Columbia Police, if you're in District of Columbia grounds, Park Services, whichever it may be, they have an obligation and a duty to protect the President of the United States. We have a right to protest, and you have to find a way to balance the two. And when they tell you to move, you have to move. I had to move out of the way more than one time for President Obama. I didn't take it personally. I just understood those were the rules of the game.
Exactly. Exactly. And also keep it in context. It was not that many hours before that protesters were throwing bricks at law enforcement. You've got the commander-in-chief, the president, coming through an area that hours before was a literal battle zone. I think if I was securing the president's, you know, and I was part of his security staff, I would be especially on guard, you know, to make sure that I had my head on a swivel and I was looking out for, you know, maybe some errant brick that might be flying in his direction.
Absolutely. And the president was right to go out there and to assess the damage for himself and to send a message to America that we are going to rise above rioting. And that should be something that we all agree on, no matter what our political affiliation is. There are things that we have to be able to just set aside and say, we agree that racism is wrong. We agree that peaceful protesting is okay no matter what your message is. And we agree that rioting is wrong.
Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair and columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh, you've been there for it. I trust your taste is the
hippest.
Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to be talking about this new movie coming up just in time for Father's Day. The name of it is Selfie Dad. It's a lighthearted family film about one dad shaking off a midlife crisis and reconnecting with his family with his Bible in one hand and a phone in the other. Imagine that. It's a new film from the whole family, from writer and director Brad Silverman, who gave us Grace Unplugged, and now he gives us Selfie Dad. And it stars nationally known Christian comedian Michael Jr. And Michael, I've got to say, yes, Christian comedian, but man, you're on the big screen. Now, of course, you were on the big screen with War Room, but here it is. You had to carry the whole enchilada. I mean, you're the guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I enjoy doing this movie, and I enjoy a bunch of the other cool stuff. I've been able to do, like, The Tonight Show a few times, Comedy mm-hmm. Central, right. Jimmy Kimmel and stuff, Oprah. Not, like, do Oprah, like, just, that sounds weird. So, yeah, I've had a lot of fun, man. TED Talks, and now this movie, Selfie Dad, is, like, really, 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 really cool. I'm excited. It's not a comedy, but you're going to laugh when you watch it, and for sure you're going to be inspired. So I'm pumped that this thing is going directly to people's homes on Father's Day weekend. We were going to put it in theaters, but now, because of the virus, we're actually going directly to people's homes on Father's Day weekend with a movie called Selfie Dad. How bananas is that?
It is so cool. And being since you brought it up, this has been a new part of the conversation these days, is because of all these theater closings and what some of these movie houses, or these production companies are realizing, and that streaming can be very successful and they've got great results. So now you're going, you know, right away into streaming, video on demand, and, you know, the return for the investment on these production companies has been very positive. What do you think about the future with, you know, how they're going to be able to work this out when movie houses are able to come back full time, but now you have streaming taking over? How's that going to blend?
Well, I think what's probably going to happen is popcorn is going to go from $48 a bucket to $96 a bucket. I think that's what's going to happen. So we're going to pay a lot more.
Are you going to have to find a way to infuse the smell of popcorn into homes over these streaming lines, right?
It's smell-o-vision. That's what we've invented. It's smell-o-vision.
So
I'm excited about the film, but I'm also just excited about how people will. Because here's the thing. Whether people are aware of it or not, whenever you laugh, whatever information is wrapped around that laughter, that actually goes into your heart. Like you retain more of that information, whether you realize it or not. So this is a film that has some ingredients that very few films have. There's family, there's inspiration, and there's comedy. And there's Bible, too. So those ingredients haven't been done together in a film. And when I watched it, in fact, I watched it again last night, I'm not saying I was impressed because it's a tall, handsome, good-looking dude in it. That's not the point. The point is the story is actually really, really good. So I'm really excited. And the director, as you mentioned, Brad Silverman, was savvy enough where on a number of scenes, he said, Michael, we got it, but here's what I want you to do. Do it any way you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like completely improv this entire scene, and we're just not going to cut the camera. So he allowed me to improv a number of the scenes that actually made the cut of the movie. So for your listeners, I'm wondering if they'll be able to look and tell which ones were improv and made up on the spot versus the ones that were kind of laid out in the script format. Because it's really kind of a fun guy. I kind of did that last night when I watched, because it's been so long since we filmed it. It's really kind of cool how all of it comes together.
Well, let me take a stab at it. When you punched a hole in the wall.
Yes, very good.
Like the did I win?
Punch a hole in the wall. The goal was to punch a hole in the wall, and I had to punch it. But after I hit the wall, my response was not written down. It was all improv, for sure.
Oh, very cool.
Very good, man.
Good stuff. And the thing is, you say, you know, you take it through normal family life and interaction. You know, having a job that you're really not happy with, which is really representative, you know, according to research, about 90% of employees out there who find themselves being round pegs and square holes, so to speak, the way I identify it. And they're just not happy with the job they're doing. And this is where you find yourself at the start of the movie, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot. Of people who do not like Monday mornings, and I think a good shift that people can make, and I think this film kind of helps with that shift as well. If you could start asking, what can I give as opposed to what can I get, it actually will change even your current job position, because what people are really looking for is true fulfillment, and they're looking for to know what their purpose is. So as a side note, I use my comedy really to comedically inspire people to walk a purpose. But one of the places where people are missing it, so I had an event a while ago, and I kind of talk to the audience sometime, kind of go off the cuff. I have a podcast called Off the Cuff that kind of highlights that.
There you go, improvising again. You just can't help yourself, can you?
Boom. There it is. So I go off the cuff with this audience member, and I'm like, hey, what do you do? And he says, mechanic. And I said, what does that mean to you? And he said, it means I get paid to fix cars. So we talked for a little while. I shared some of these methods I like to share with people. By the end of our conversation, he said, you know what, Michael, actually what I do is I help people reach their desired destination. So his job didn't change. His mindset on what he does changes. He started asking the question, what can I give as opposed to what can I get? And it really changed his outlook about Monday morning, because now when the single mom shows up, he's not looking at it like, oh, now I got to fix your car. She didn't know how to change the oil. No, he gets to say, wow, I get to help these kids go on a vacation this year.
Exactly.
I get to help these kids get to school to get the education. So it changed everything in a significant way. And that's really what I'm about with regards to my comedy. And this movie, Selfie Dad, is all about doing that as well in a really cool way, inspiring people. Because, again, when you laugh, your heart is open.
Exactly.
So I want to make a deposit that's going to have a lasting change. And so that's what we do across the board, not just in this movie, but across the board. That's what we're all about.
Michael Jr., what a gold nugget here, you know, that you just shared with people, and I hope they don't let it fall to the ground, and that they just let it go and step over it. I mean, that is awesome. I mean, that's purpose. That's living with intention with your life and being a blessing. And when you are being a blessing to others, and you realize the job that maybe it wasn't your choice, but maybe it was God's choice for you. So then it's a matter of adjusted perspective. perspective, and now you're enlarged as a result of that, and you just blessed the heck out of our audience with that illustration. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, that's cool, man. I mean, literally, that's what I get to do. Like, if we actually created a course called Funny How Life Works that helps people walk through the process of understanding what it is they're called to do based off of their setup and what they already have. Your setup is what you receive, but your punchline is what you're called to deliver. And a lot of people think in order to be fulfilled, they just need more setup. If I could just get married, if I can get this degree, if I can start this business, what you really need to know is what are you called to deliver?
Right.
What is your punchline? So I'm pumped and excited about that. Hope if people want to know more about that, they can go to MikeJr.com and get on the list, and we'll tell you all about it.
That's awesome. This is a book, Michael. Do you understand this? What you're sharing with us is a book.
Oh,
it really is.
I'm glad you're saying that.
No, I'm telling you for sure. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, this is great.
That is awesome.
Well, Selfie Dad, you work with quite a cast. I mean, we're talking the Queen of Clean herself, who's a comedian, Shonda Pierce.
Yeah, Shonda, she actually plays my boss. Shonda Pierce plays my boss in this movie, and
she's kicking some booty around there. You know, she's slinging it big time.
yeah, which wasn't a stretch for her. Let's be real. No, I'm just playing.
So, it seemed natural.
Yeah. And she's hilarious and so easy to be around and so giving. Like, she's just really, really a giving. I mean, that's what she's built her career really on, giving to people. So I really appreciate Shonda Pierce.
And then we saw Karen Abercrombie, of course, from War Room. She was Miss Claire there, but no, she was more herself in Selfie Dad, right?
Yeah, she was. She did a really great job, and she hit a line in the movie really good. It was kind of poking fun at Christian movies, yet it's in the middle of a Christian movie. So
yes,
that gives you a feel for what it is we're pulling off here. But it's not, I think non-Christians can see this movie and get a lot out of it, because again, whenever you laugh, you're going to remember more. Like, if I ask you what your favorite commercial is right now, you're not necessarily going to say, oh, it's that commercial about the guy who teaches people how to cut grass. No, you're going to go to a Geico commercial. You're going to make it something that is funny because you remember it. So the same thing here. The thought process is, if we can get people to laugh at least a little bit and then remember the truths about what God's word can do for an individual, we could create some positive change. And what a better time than to make people aware of this than right now with all of this stuff that we're going through. So
yeah. People are looking. People have a lot of questions. They have more questions than answers right now, Michael Jr., and they need encouragement like ever before. And they're realizing, just as you did in the movie, you get to that point where you're the end of yourself and you say, hey, should we pray? Why not pray? Why not ask God, right?
Yes. Great point. I hadn't even thought about that connection right there. Wow, really good stuff, man.
Well, see, you inspire me.
Watch the movie.
For real. I mean, that's what we do.
Wow.
I mean, I knew I was going to be talking to you, and I had to bring my A game when I'm talking to you. I just can't fake it around you. And now I know more so why, buddy. So, no, this is really good stuff. So we got about a minute left here, Michael. Again, want to remind everybody the movie is going to premiere nationwide on June the 12th. It's going to be immediately available, which I think is cool, on video on demand and all the streaming services. And how can people connect with the movie and, you know, see the trailer and, you know, get excited? And, you know, I think by then we'll be able to have family and maybe some, you know, maybe 10 people parties around the nation watching Selfie Dad. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I bring four people come to my house. I just take a blood test, swab, those gloves on. So I'm going to have people over my house anyway. So what they can do is they can go to MichaelJr.com/movie, or they can go to SelfieDadMovie.com and get all the information.
Michael Jr., Selfie Dad, coming nationwide on June the 12th. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Yo, you're awesome. You're awesome, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated?